Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, I mentioned a new sculpture of Gerry Adams currently on exhibit at the Kilkenny Portrait Show. But how do you go about creating the likeness of a living person in clay? It turns out the process of making a bust of somebody is almost as interesting as the product itself. Joining me now is a sculptor, Aidan Hart. Listen, congratulations on this. I went online to have a look at it and I have to say it looks magnificent and completely recognisable, which is not always a given.
No, it's certainly not. Well, it's a there's a lot of trepidation when you unveil a sculpture, as you can imagine.
Because there is a kind of a line, isn't there, between, you know, what people see as someone and how you see the person and their dynamic?
Yeah, definitely. And especially with someone like Adams, who people have, you know, a great deal of preconceptions for good reasons. So, I mean, the way to do it is just try and make it as true to life as possible. But then, Adams would be most familiar with people from his heyday in the late 90s. Early 2000s. So he's getting on a bit now, but I kind of like, you know, based it on reality, but sort of a kind of, what would you call it, classic Adams.
Very good. Well, I think you've achieved that, Aidan. I really think it's a great bust. Why did you want to do him in particular?
Well, he's just, he's a pivotal Irish figure, really. I'd say, possibly the most consequential politician of his generation. I mean, you had Leo Varadkar there today calling United Ireland the great cause of our generation, and he's part of that. But more than that, he's part of the peace, which was kind of it's kind of like the essential thing before that happens. And I just thought that like the idea came about during the anniversary year of the Good Friday Agreement, and I just thought that Bertie Ahern, Bill Clinton, Tony Blair all played their part and they kind of did a victory lap. But I just felt that to some extent Adams was being downplayed. And like there's good political reasons for that, I'm sure, domestically in Ireland and internationally. But it just seemed kind of unjust and unwise, because really I thought Good Friday worked because it involved people that were on the kind of hard line end of things, like as opposed to previous attempts.
Right. When you do a bust like this, you have to reach out to the person and sit down with them, do you?
Yeah, I mean, like, I had to persuade him, and he was fairly, you know, skeptical at first, because I could imagine, like, he probably gets a lot of mad offers all the time. But, you know, I said I wasn't a big fan of any political party, including Sinn Féin. I didn't want to do a propaganda piece. I wanted to do a portrait, warts and all, and just sort of see how that went. And then he's very interested in the arts. You know, anyone who heard him giving the eulogy for Shane McGowan there would know that. I mean, like, he's a writer himself, so I think he's a kind of curious person. So, and maybe he had a week off or something like that. So it the stars aligned, and I went up to Belfast, and we kind of set up on the Falls Road there in a temporary studio in the James Connolly Centre. They were very hospitable, giving us the space. So that was good. And we kind of just got to do it over a couple of 3-hour sessions over a few days. And like the process, like this, and like my approach is realism. So I was just trying to get as much model time as I could, as you can imagine. And I'm like, basically building up the key thing there when you're building a realistic sculpture is to get the profile right. Because if you've ever seen those Georgian silhouettes, those cameos, they kind of have the blacked out figure in silhouette, you know. Yeah. And if you get that profile correct, it's a really strong foundation to build your a realistic likeness. So I was getting that, and I had my calipers out measuring his head and stuff. But
right, did you really?
yeah, really digging it into the beard there. He was you know, happy enough for the whole process. Maybe not that was a bit close for comfort. But then there's the intangible aspect of the somebody sitting for you, where you're just getting like their physical impression, like what kind of energy does he have in the room, that kind of thing. So because that's something that sticks in your head when. Over the months when I was finishing the portrait.
Right. What was his energy like?
Yeah, we were up in the Falls Road, which is like the heartland of, West Catholic or West Belfast Catholic working class Belfast. So it's like it's the homeland. He was at home there, and you know, people are very fond of him there. So it was kind of like home field advantage there. Like, to begin with, he was at ease, and no, he's you know, an interesting person, intelligent, kind of very, you know, he's gregarious but composed and thoughtful, a good conversationalist. I would say, yeah.
In that conversation now, is it kind of tacitly agreed that you'll just kind of talk about a few kind of easy enough subjects to talk about, basically?
Yeah, well, it's like, I mean, it's like, I was up there to do a portrait, and
yeah,
like, he's there kind of taking time out of his day. So, and I mean, we talked about, it was wide ranging, like, you know, art and history, and we were talking about like 1916, and because it was kind of like the decade of centenaries was just over, and stuff like that. And maybe that was a way of indirectly talking about other things. But, you know, like Star Trek came up, like one of his, the fellow who arranged it there, Richard Mulcahy, he was wearing a Star Trek t-shirt, and I'm a fan. So we were comparing notes about the new series. And I mentioned that the Star Trek Next Generation episode in the 90s, there was an episode, a famous episode, where the android Data says to Captain Picard, he says, Ireland unification happened in 2024. And then we were doing it in 2023. So I said, you don't have long to go, boys. And Jerry just dryly remarked that the BBC banned that episode.
No way. Oh, my God. You live and learn, don't you? Hilarious. Has he seen it yet?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I gave him a copy. And then later on, we met in Dublin in Leinster House, and he gave me a tour of the Oireachtas. And then, like, he showed me a picture of his grandson wearing his glasses standing next to the bust. So I think it's in his office there. But the other one is the one that's on display in Kilkenny now.
Right. He didn't have his teddy bear, no?
Didn't come up, no. He didn't bring it.
The teddy bear gets a lot of coverage.
It does. It's a good prop.
But not on that. Well, listen, congratulations on this. You were in the wars a while there, back with the sculpture of Ompuka, were you?
Yeah, well, we were comparing notes on that, because that caused a bit of a mini meltdown in County Clare in 2022. And I was telling Jerry about, like, some of the hostile interviews I had with Clare FM. And he, like, obviously he's had a few more rough handling from the media than me.
But yeah.
No, the news of it had reached Belfast, so that might have helped as well.
Very good. No better man to give advice on that. Listen, thank you very much for that today, Aidan. And I really think it's fantastic piece of work. Thanks very much for joining us.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.